Dreamtime is a new book about the 60s by poet and literary critic Jeffrey O'Brien. It's been described as a meditation on the decade, but book critic John Leonard says the author missed some vital moments.
According to Aboriginal myth, Dreamtime was when legendary totemic figures wandered the song lines of Australia on walkabouts, singing out the names of every bird and rock, summoning the world into being. Think of an entire continent as a musical score. According to Jeffrey O'Brien, Dreamtime was the American 60s, when another sort of totemic figure, stranger, hippie, child of the future, wandered a different kind of song map, naming states of mind, inventing the counterculture. O'Brien, whose articles and essays have appeared in the New York Review of Books and the Village Voice, takes a walkabout in his own past. In alternating chapters of autobiographical I, imperial we, and a sort of third-person semi-fiction, he is fearful, rhapsodic, liturgical, nostalgic. But that past is lost, like Atlantis. Think of an entire generation as a figment of its own imagination. To what exactly was this culture counter? According to O'Brien, it was counter to the bomb, which haunted suburbia, to big cities, that waste of metal and stone, to the CIA, and patriarchal grammar, and illusory politics, and pig mind control, to Christianity, and centuries of self-hatred, and sex-hatred, and nature-hatred. That's a lot to counter. The new Aborigines sang their opposition into being out of Greenwich Village, Berkeley, and San Francisco, from science fiction, horror movies, Marvel comics, and the Tibetan Book of the Dead, with rock music and borrowed mysticisms. But mostly they relied on sex and drugs. The drug was the text, says O'Brien, and the rest of their lives a commentary on it. Be a fast car, he says, and, quote, tough and slinky will weather the laser wars. Hitting our arms with needles is a way to get in shape for it, an Apache ritual gearing us up for the approaching massacres. And then there's the sadness. Somehow, because of cops and Calvinism and organized crime, bad dope and bad vibes, these Haight-Ashbury and Lower East Side Indians went paranoid crazy. People got scared. They'd gone to a movie of the end of the world. Dreamtime is brilliant, rueful, fugue-like, in both the musical and psychiatric senses. It is also amazingly parochial and solipsistic. Imagine a book on the 60s that hardly mentions civil rights, a book in which the entire anti-war movement is reduced to a single march on Washington, as if it were just another movie, a book in which women are expected to stay home full of, quote, silent and passive mysteries to welcome back the bright and active male, Taoist, pilgrim hippie, as though feminism had never happened. When history and Richard Nixon came down hard on the counterculture in 1968, where were these guys, these needle-happy Apaches? They seemed to have nodded off when the heat was on.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and as a columnist for New York Newsday, he reviewed Dreamtime by Jeffrey O'Brien.